With SRN News, I'm John Scott. An agreement has been reached to extend the Israel-Hamas truce for another 2 days. The White House confirms the agreement came on the final day of an original 4-day truce between the warring sides. Meanwhile, as freed hostages return to Israel, details of their captivity have emerged.
Emotions were high as released hostages Sharon Avigdori and her 12-year-old daughter Noam Avigdori reunited with their family after weeks in captivity. Information about the conditions of captivity of the 58 hostages has been tightly controlled, but family members of the released hostages have begun to share details about their loved ones' experiences. Merav Raviv, whose 3 relatives were released, said they had been fed irregularly and had eaten mainly rice and bread and had slept on rows of chairs pushed together in a room that looks like a reception area. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, days after flocking to stores on Black Friday, shoppers taking advantage of more sales on Cyber Monday.
Even though e-commerce is part of our everyday lives and much of the holiday shopping season, Cyber Monday continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year, thanks to the deals and hype the industry has created to fuel it. Consumers are scouring the internet for online deals as they begin to cap off the 5-day post-Thanksgiving shopping bonanza with Cyber Monday. Black Friday generated $9.8 billion in online sales, according to Adobe Analytics, up 7.5% from a year ago, and Cyber Monday is expected to rake in $12 billion. I'm Julie Walker.
Then on Wall Street, the Dow is down 89 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 31. This is SRN News. As details of the Hamas attack on Israel continue to come out, Carol Platt LaBelle wonders where the feminists are. Their voices were loud when Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexual misdeeds.
Women's experiences matter, they insisted. Oh my, times have changed. Reports coming out of Israel about the October 7th attacks are shocking. Systematic sexual violence was inflicted on women and even children, much so horrifying and graphic that it can't be repeated here. Yet feminists remain silent, and their silence speaks volumes.
LaBelle, who heads the Yankee Institute for Public Policy, says,
"It's the same lesson we learned when professional feminists turned on Monica Lewinsky during the Clinton impeachment. Their feminism has nothing to do with the well-being of actual women. It's all about grasping and holding power for left-wing causes."
You can hear more at townhallreview.com. This is SRN News. Heavy fighting continues in eastern Ukraine in the battle for control of a key city.
Avdiivka's location, just to the north of Russian-occupied Donetsk City, is strategically significant. It's been on the front line since 2014, when Russia fomented the first fighting in eastern Ukraine. Russia seems intent on cutting its supply route while pummeling the town with artillery and airstrikes. In defending it, Ukrainian forces have inflicted heavy Russian casualties, but sustained losses of their own. A US-based think tank, the Institute for the Study of War, has assessed that Russian forces have made some advances recently in areas northwest of the town and in an important industrial zone to its southeast.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt. Japan and Vietnam have agreed to boost their security and economic ties in the face of China's growing influence in the region. Both countries have regional disputes with the Chinese. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.